Football is back. It is week zero, which is sort of a fake week, but that's okay. There's still games. The Walk-Ons are doing an event at Back Pocket Brewery next Friday, August 30th. Be there. More details to come in the episode. And we're just generally excited. Kevin's back from his wedding and honeymoon. We're talking ball again. The Iowa Hawkeye excitement is building. You can feel it. Let's have a day. Let's go. Who knows?
Probably not.
Welcome in, everybody. Washed up walk-ons. Here we are. It's football season. It's we get Kevin back season. Kevin's back from Bora Bora, I think is where you went.
That is where I went.
And those who listen to the show on a weekly basis have had the pleasure of hearing Kevin's voice one time in what we just figured out before we clicked record was 40 days. Kevin's been on basically a... like a 2 month sabbatical. I think sabbaticals are longer than that, but it's good to have you back, Kev. Even you, before you got called in tonight for work and then we had to push this back, you're like, hey, it's been a while. I'm actually looking forward to this.
It's been a hot minute, boys. And I miss the banter and I miss chatting with y'all. And I think even the episodes before, it's been all a bunch of guest episodes. We haven't had a chance just to shoot the shit.
Yeah. I really don't know the last time it was us three and we didn't have a guest and we're just doing a, you know, an off topic episode, but Grant, we're glad to have you as well.
I'm happy to be here.
Welcome to the first season of the Washed Up Walk-Ons. I think part of Kevin's excitement, I feel it too. Maybe you do as well, Grant, is just that general creep towards football season.
That's 100% has something to do with it.
Yeah. You know, we get to be back on the mics together, but not only that, there's some actual hard stuff to talk about, some real tangible stuff. Oh, yeah. Week zero starts this Saturday, a huge four-game slate. We'll get into that later. We'll talk about some lines. I've got them pulled up here.
I love week zero.
At the ready. This year's week zero is not great.
They say that every year, though. They're always complaining. And then there's always a fun game somewhere. Hopefully.
there's usually one decent game to watch.
Yeah.
And the same is true for this year.
Yeah. So football is here. The boys are likely finishing up their last few days of camp. They will have probably, gosh, Kev, did we turn our sights? I guess it's Wednesday already this week. We probably did turn our sights to week one game plan just a little bit by Wednesday of that previous week.
I don't think so.
No,
probably not yet.
Did they just do like 1 or 2 days early? Like maybe like Friday and Saturday, a little bit of.
If I recall correctly, it would be. I guess it depends. So earlier in our career, back when Monday was our off day.
Yeah.
We would practice Sunday. It'd just be an extra game week practice. Monday off day, then it's game week again. Mm-hmm. But that Sunday would be towards your opponent. Now that Thursday is the off day and they're still practicing on Monday. I'd imagine that they'd have one extra day of Illinois State prep.
Yeah. A lot of times in that first week, this is no disrespect to the opponent, but it was, let's put it like this. It was much more about us than them.
I mean, yeah. And that's kind of where the philosophy is. Like, we can get a lot more out of these practices by us improving as football players, as a team, as a defense, as an offense, than we can prepping for Illinois State, if that makes sense. Like, these guys have been doing this for a long time. You can prep for an opponent in a week. Sometimes we have to do it less than a week, right? They've got that down to a science, right? There's plenty of time to prep for an opponent in 1 week. You can snag an extra practice here or there, but at this time in the season, the best use of your time is to keep improving your fundamentals, keep installing the offense, keep installing the defense, and just work to get better as a football player and as a team, as a defense, as an offense, et cetera.
Yeah. unit cohesion at a paramount right now. Before we get there, we'll talk Iowa football. There's been a few things in the last month that have happened since we actually talked Iowa Hawkeye football. Before we get to that first game against Illinois State, there's going to be an event at Fry Fest. The walk-ons are headlining. We're back at Back Pocket for a live show, and we want you to be there. Hops by a million will be flowing. Four packs, aplenty for you to buy. I think I'm going to incentivize. Biggest Hops by a Million purchase is going to earn themselves a little gift basket between Back Pocket and the walk-on combo, some merchandise, some gift cards to Back Pocket. So if you're a beer fan, especially if you got to taste this last November when we dropped it.
What purchase do you think wins that prize this year? Do you think
how much?
Yeah, do you think two pallets gets it done?
I know for a fact that there was several
loading up trucks.
Yeah, there were several people last year. Like there was more than a handful of people last year at the release that bought a pallet, which was 24 packs, something like that.
So a case,
yeah.
Well, yeah, it's different because it's not actually a case.
Yeah, it's sitting in like this little, yeah.
When you say pallet, I'm picturing a dude leaving with the forklift.
With the forklift
headed to his car.
You know, right, and I figure two pallets probably wins that bet, right?
Oh, yeah, if you need the forklift, you're probably the guaranteed winner.
If somebody brings a forklift and loads it into the back of a semi-truck, we will give you more than a couple t-shirts.
You need to drive that semi truck to my house.
A merchandise. Yeah, you can park it at Kevin's. It's not far away. So we're going to incentivize that. There's going to be, for those who caught the taglines, which is now the new DHT Patreon exclusive podcast, pump the Patreon here in a second as we enter this season. Maybe we have some new listeners who could help us support a great cause in UI Children's, but we'll get there in a second. Gary and I did our weekly exclusive podcast today. And the setup, Kev, for this year at the Back Pocket event is going to be much more official than it was last year. We're not going to be shoved onto their little
into
merchandise.
The corner where you're
between the kegs and the entry to the warehouse and their merchandise. We're not going to be in the way. Ideally, we'll be able to figure out the speakers ahead of time. I'm going to show up a little earlier this time. Set it up so that we make sure everybody, we're actually going to be out on the patio outside. Hopefully,
nice.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a beautiful day. They're going to have a tent for us. I think we're going to have a nice little walk-ons backdrop that
you're
saying
we're going to be fully tented.
We're going to be tented. And in fact, I might actually wear that. That would be a fitting shirt to wear next Friday.
Yeah.
So the Back Pocket event is going to be great. It's going to combine what we did last year with the live podcast and hangout at Fry Fest, where we did the exact same thing with the beer drop that we did later in the year with Hops by a Million. You're able to purchase beer, our beer, signature beer, and listen to our live show. We'll have an exclusive. We just dropped that sick Kirk's Dogs t-shirt. No surprise, best-selling t-shirt we've ever done upon release.
Beat Hawks by a Million?
Numbies. Numbies.
Wow.
But there will be an exclusive event exclusive colorway that was not available. We just did the black with the gold letters. There will be a different colorway at this event, and you can only get it at this event, and it's pretty sick if I do say myself. So lots of things going on there, and we're excited to see you guys come out and kick off football season, the Hawkeye football season, with us. There's a few other housekeeping items here before we have to go. There's a couple legends who've made some grand contributions to the Patreon in the last month or so. I just want to shout out Wade, Billy, Adrian, Tracy, and Goose. You five know who you are. Big time supporters of the Patreon. If you don't know what the Patreon is, that's a place where we do some extra stuff. We're able to give some 24/7 merch discount codes for a certain tier that you sign up at. It's basically a paywall for extra content from the walk-ons. The biggest things you're going to get from that for us are ad-free listening. So you listen to these podcasts and every 20 minutes or so in an hour episode, including the front and back, you're going to hear those advertisements. No ads on the Patreon exclusive feed. You're going to get exclusive access to our Discord, which is essentially a Hawkeye message board, but swayed much more toward the positive side of things. We try to keep it positive and as Cheeto dust free in the Discord, although sometimes it gets a little dusty in there, and that's okay. It's a positive Hawkeye community board. You're going to get discounted merchandise, like I said. Sometimes there will be exclusive merch items. And then, of course, the big one is 50% of profits from the Patreon subscriptions. 24/7, all year round, go to the huge Christmas contribution donation that the walk-ons make at the end of every year. This year, if you're wondering, like, oh, okay, how much money do they raise? They raised a couple grand for the kids. The walk-ons are going to cross 50K this year for the total contribution we've made to the UI Children's Hospital. At this point, we're nearing...
For year 2024?
Total.
Oh, didn't we do that last year?
I don't believe so. I think we're just short.
Okay.
The last 2 years have been very, very big. Or the last 3 years have been very big. The first year...
I thought you meant like we're writing a 50K check this year. I'm like,
if we were writing a 50K check this year, Grant would have a full-time job. And I hope... It's like that scene I can't remember.
You got this.
No.
Nope. Staying right here.
Matthew McConaughey. What's his name?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. He's like, you're telling me I get 50%? He's like, so if I sell a stock at $10,000, I make $5,000.
This is at the Pink Sheep place. That's not what McConaughey.
Yeah, that's not McConaughey.
Yeah, but I was trying to get you to name the movie. I couldn't come up with the name.
And he's like in two scenes in that movie.
Why didn't you say DiCaprio? Not say
Leo DiCaprio?
Or Jonah Hill.
I was getting there. I'm not good at movies. I don't watch movies. Shred me in the comments. If you're watching the YouTube, which you should, subscribe. We passed 3,500 subscribers recently. Let's get to 5,000. Grant, he's been pushing 5,000. If you sell $10,000 worth of stock, I will personally give you a blowjob, and I hope it happens. Same thing. If you guys get us to $50,000 donated to the kids, well, we're not handing out that many blowjobs, but I hope it happens. What a way to start off this season. Great 11 minutes to open the show. Go to patreon.com, patreon.com/walkon, washed up walk-ons, and you can find all the goodies there. Always trying to make that better. Join the army, as we call it, and make some new friends. One last thing. Very, very, very well-received episode. One of our best ever. Brandon Bishop, one of the better walk-on stories that we've been able to highlight on this walk-on show. Brandon hit me up a couple days ago. He said, hey, I'm doing something. I'd love a little help. I'm raising money. I'm trying to run the New York City Marathon, and I have to hit a goal of $3,500. Is there any way y'all could help share and spread the word on your podcast? And I'll do anything for Brandon. Bishy is a dude. He is raising money for – it's through the Movember.com. What is it for exactly? Break the Stigma. I think it's a mental health. Yes, it is raising money for it's raising money for mental health awareness. The best way to do that is going to be to click his link. So I'll put the link in the description of this podcast, both on YouTube and the audio version. Otherwise, the best way to go find that link is to go to his Instagram, bbishy0202, bbishy02 on Instagram, and find the link through his bio. Help the guy out. He was one of the best podcast guests we've ever had. Told his story and opened up and was very vulnerable. And raising money for that cause sounds like a good cause to me. And he's a good dude. And
what's the goal number again? 3,500?
3,500. And I don't know where he's at right now.
Walk on Army can help out there.
Easy money, literally. Okay. It's enough of the bookkeeping. How we doing? How are we feeling about football season? Is the smell in the air over there, Kev? Is it? Have you woke up and felt one of those fall mornings yet? I did yesterday.
It was chilly this morning when I was taking the dog for a walk. I'm like, starting to feel like football season.
Crispy.
Yeah, man. I am getting jacked up a little bit. You saw that meme I sent you guys the other day?
Yeah.
It was. See if you can pull it up, because I legit started dying laughing.
Let me see if I can
find for like 5 minutes straight, and Alyssa started to get upset with me about it.
Was it the one from me telling my wife there's now football on every week until.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah. Mm.
Was it? Is it the dude who handed like court papers or whatever? It's like a notice. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said, "How about that? That's good, huh? He's not good for me. Oh, he's good."
Yeah, if you're telling your wife that there's football on every weekend from now through Valentine's Day,
is it a joke? It's good, huh?
It's not good for me.
Saw a video today of some guy like put in his 2 weeks notice with his wife.
That's what I was like, talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I want you to read this aloud. And it starts off with like, for the past 3 months over this summer, I've been a caring, loving husband and father, very dedicated to you and our children and yada, yada. But I want you to know that as of today, I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice and will not be available for the next, you know, whatever, 4 months, 5 months.
Well, you got to think of it too, is that if you're if you just love sports in general, starting Saturday, like every Saturday through April with like college basketball, there's something going on. Like you can go noon to midnight and you never have to leave your couch. It's amazing.
And I just think that's beautiful. That's what our founding fathers wanted in this country.
I think that's exactly what they were talking about.
Starting this weekend, there is a college football or college basketball game every single weekend through April.
Then you get the Masters right after that. It's just a whole good thing. It's just sports are just so great.
It's a different time.
We're about to go into a sports super cycle.
It's a different time.
And honestly, this is a good summer compared to most summers. The Olympics, I ate up that content.
Oh, God, yes.
It's a bunch.
The Olympics was great. When you get
Very dry season usually. There's usually not a lot going around in August.
It was so dry.
Basically baseball.
Mm-hmm. And baseball sucks. Let's be honest. Baseball sucks. I mean, the White Sox are so bad, Kevin.
The White Sox are possibly the worst team to have ever existed in the MLB.
Did you guys sit through Rockies White Sox in person? Two worst teams in the league.
Did you go to that game?
Oh, I went. I went.
Oh, I was there.
I sat there. I got I think the Rockies blew a 6-run lead or something like that in the 8th inning. I had children dancing and like gritting in my face. I just like with my friends face in hands, and then I got chirped on the way out of the stadium.
Oh, by
the ticket guy.
Welcome to Chicago. No.
I was wearing my Rocky shirt still proudly despite the embarrassing loss, and the guy just looked at me and said, "Oh, I know he's mad."
By the ticket guy.
By the ticket guy, just chirped me. It was a nightmare.
Welcome to Chicago. Yeah. Gotta love it, man.
Did they pay you to come to the game?
Bad ball, right there.
I paid. I rode the train all the way there. Paid my good money. Paid like, I think close to $25 for a single beer. I'm still upset about it, but there was I sat through Rockies White Sox this year proudly.
You paid $25 for a beer?
That's like bare minimum, Kev. It was a million degrees in the stadium.
Where were you sitting, man? Were you in the scout seats? Well,
the surface of the sun, apparently, because I was sweating so bad. There was people in. I before I even got to my seat, there was the row in front of us, which at where the White Sox play. What is it? Is it Comerica's the Tigers? I think it's.
It used to be Comiskey. Hardcore Chicago people would still call it Comiskey. Oh my goodness. It's guaranteed right field.
Guaranteed right. Like it's basically GA. I realized when you get to like the foul ball area, or it is right now because like
how many people were at this game, Grant?
For Rockies White Sox, it wasn't a lot.
Was there 2,000 people at that stadium? I doubt it.
Maybe, I don't know, but there was like a
That is bad baseball. I was gonna say like that's the perfect game to do the 9-9-9 challenge: 9 innings, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs.
It's too expensive.
But when you tell me, you paid $25 for a beer, and that's an expensive day,
dude. Yeah. 9 beers and 9 hot dogs sounds so bad.
But there was three
sounds
dudes
great for about 3 innings.
Sounds
three.
Good for like two, maybe. Yeah.
But I was saying, real in front of me, though, before I even get to my seat, just three dudes, just shirts off, sunbathing in the middle of the game. And they moved around like four different times. It was like trying to spot them. What was that?
Was it a 1 o'clock game?
Yeah, day game. Like you, and I love day baseball. Like I still had a great time at the game, except for the dancing in my face was so upsetting. But we got them next time. Rockies are on the come up, maybe.
Well, thankfully.
Just think about that. There's – 8 million people in Chicagoland area. There's 3 million, like 2.5 million that actually live in Chicago, and they couldn't get 3,000 people to show up to the stadium.
It was tough.
Did they not start with like the, they had like the worst start in all of MLB history or something like that?
I believe they got to be on pace.
They're on pace to have the worst record in MLB history.
That's unbelievable.
They just lost 22 games in a row very recently.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
and then on the 23rd one, though, is when they decided to fire their coach. They're like, this is where we draw the line.
22? Here, right?
This is where.
22?
We don't lose 23 games.
But 23, not in Chicago. 23
is Chicago, not on Jordan's watch.
Not a chance. Well, thank God that dry season of baseball, again, with the every 4 years, you catch that fourth year and it's the Olympics. We had two plus weeks of like great stuff.
I love Olympic content, man. I eat it up.
Oh,
some people hate on the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
What was your favorite of the Olympics?
My favorite moment of the Olympics?
Yeah, what'd you guys like?
The guy getting out on the pole vault because his dick was too big.
Oh, so that's a great way to lose, though.
Yeah.
I think that is a great way to lose. I think Cole Hawker taking the 1500 down.
Dude.
Massive underdog. Pulling it back for the States, I think that might be a top moment right there.
Running down Ingebrigtsen and the Brit. Holy smokes, that was awesome. That was elite. Actually, I walked in from my workout as that race was like there's 200 meters left, and I watched that final run. And Lauren was like, "Tyler, look at this. He's got, like," I was like, "Oh my God, what the lit?" I wish that. I don't know. I watched the Olympic trials, like the U.S. trials, and I get there isn't the patriotism because it's like, you know, everybody's U.S. But and I think that's a large pull for the Olympics because, you know, I found myself multiple times, you know, USA water polo. Water polo comes on.
Yeah. Disappointing year for the water polo team, man.
But they, you don't even know what's going on in the sport, but you see USA across.
I know I need balls and nets. I know that.
We need balls in that right now.
Game's simple, all right? Let's just shoot more.
You see a USA jersey, though, and you're like, fuck these Hungarians. We got to take these motherfuckers down.
Yeah, I like you said, I strolled upon the – it was skeet shooting doubles, the finals. It was like us versus Italy. And, like, our girl missed one, and I'm like, come on.
These goddamn Italians.
I was like, I was watching a lot of like our women's rugby team rules, by the way.
Oh, dude,
they're awesome.
And they went like last second.
Oh, it was a walk-off. It was a awesome. Walk-off
for bronze.
Yeah, I didn't know you could even do a walk-off in rugby, but you can.
I still don't know the rules.
I really don't. There would be times where I'd be getting mad. I'd be like, ref, that's us, or whatever. But then it was actually like our call and it was good. Or like scoring system's all weird. They're kicking extra points from like the sidelines. I don't know. It's a weird sport, but it's fun to watch. It only takes like 20 minutes too. Like you sit down under 30 minutes, match is over. It's like, that was great.
Dude, they hit really hard in rugby and they're not wearing pads.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially like our girl, like Aona Mayer is just NFL player comp is Derrick Henry just running over girls. It's awesome.
It's a scary sport.
Yeah.
Football, they hit in football too. They are wearing pads in football. They're in camp right now, Kev. How do you feel about camp? Four-letter word.
It's going to end eventually. You just got to embrace it. You know, it's going to.
Do you remember?
Suck. It's going to suck for a while.
Yeah. It doesn't suck as bad as when we were there.
I know. God, you know, you're sounding old when it's like, oh, they don't do it like we had to do it anymore. But
back in my day.
They don't have to do it like we had to do.
But it's legit. It's legitimate. Just like legit. Coach
and most people who say that are true. Like we like I said, when Coach Woods is in camp, like our camp was cakewalk compared to his camp.
Three a days, bro.
Yeah.
Three a days.
Yeah. I think our first year we were in the Marriott for 4 days.
Before?
I think we had 10 2-a-days.
Yeah.
And our last camp, they got rid of 2-a-days, right?
That sounds right. Something like that.
Like we'd have like a heavy walkthrough basically for our
might have been the rule. Might have been something like you can't have two full padded practice days on the same day, or something like that.
It was always the rule.
Oh,
for our time. So like, but yeah, we wore shells and we wore uppers and we wore full pads. So it's like
they were hitting.
Made no difference. They our senior hitting. Year is when it's like you couldn't even wear a helmet. So it's like We did a heavy walkthrough basically.
Do you have any good memories from our 5 years of camp?
Good memories from the 5 years of camp. I always liked the day that we got to go home.
Do you remember our first camp? And this was the most traumatic one for you. Do you remember walking out? Like, you know, you've got your bag that you packed and you're walking out. And for us, we were moving into
Hillcrest. And then you just like, you dropped your shit there. You took a bag and then you went to the Marriott and that was it. You were in.
Do you remember going back into Hillcrest though? When we got out, like, do you remember that first weekend? I do.
The actually going back into Hillcrest, no recollection whatsoever.
Yeah. I
remember the first weekend though.
I think a lot of people went home, like local kids went home.
Yeah.
And like they got like 2 days. They got like Saturday, Sunday before we had to be back, or Saturday.
You had to be back like Sunday afternoon for the student athlete kickoff or whatever
it was. Yes. I did not go home that weekend. And I didn't really have any friends yet. I mean, I had known you guys for 20 days, but I hardly talked to most of the class because I was just hanging out with the specialist the whole time. And so I walked my butt downtown and searched up pizza. I was going to get a pizza on Saturday night. And I went and got me some Falbo's pizza.
Oh, man.
A couple slices of Falbo's. Ate it on my way back home to the Hillcrest. Just went back to the dorm room. Plopped down on the futon. And I think I probably pondered life. I think I was like, so that was a lot. That was a long 3.5 weeks.
That sucked.
Let me process that real quick.
I do vividly remember my first camp, probably about 2 weeks in. And obviously Ryan's on the team. But you know, he's on the offensive line. I'm playing defensive back. Hard, like, don't have a whole lot of interaction. Mm-hmm. During that time, like, and we're just walking out to practice randomly. We're just walking out at the same time. And he's like, "How are you holding up there, Kev?" And I'm just like, honestly, I don't know if I've ever been more miserable in my entire life. And he just goes, "Yep, sounds about right."
That was a really good impression of your brother. That was like the cadence and the tone of that was very Ryan.
And the first camp was by far the worst too. Like, so in over your head mentally and like physically, like you're just not ready for that pace of play yet.
Yeah. The listeners of the show will hear this tomorrow. Every Friday it's going to drop, but Coach Justin Lima and myself are going to be doing a strength and conditioning themed podcast on a weekly basis this year. Kind of bringing the nerdy strength conditioning side of college football to the weekly format, talking about a whole bunch of different topics. We recorded that this morning, but we talked about how that first year for freshmen, you're not only under those physical demands, but you are under these mighty psychological infrastructure, like life infrastructure demand of like, you have to, your whole world is turned upside down. Mm-hmm. Like, you're away from home for probably the first time ever.
Yep.
You don't have your family. You don't know anybody. Practices and lifting and waking up early and the day schedule are physically hard, but there's also unbelievable amount, unless you're a specialist. I got lucky at this last part. There is an unbelievable amount you have to learn.
Yeah. Just how to warm up for the weights. How to do the movements on the card in the weight room. Literally, like, you get out to practice and they start blowing whistles and people are running more. And you're like, what did I do?
It's a situation where whistles start blowing and people start running places. And you're like, but no one said, there was no direction. Well, how does everybody know just where they're going? And you think, I'm screwed. Freshman year, You do nothing more than this right here. You're looking to the side, just like, who's in my group? Which way do we go? And I'm going to follow them. Good times. They posted this today. Shout out to Noah Kent, by the way.
Shout out. Legend.
This guy.
Hero. Just,
check this out. That's my boss's nephew.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that guy just earned himself a trip to the 25 Masters.
Yes, he did.
And the reason I... Grant's available.
Yeah.
I will drop everything to go be a caddy at the Masters.
A lot of experience. I mentioned him because the Hawkeye football account tagged him today and said, hey, Noah Kent, we'll take some pointers anytime, because the football team, for one of their camp activities, went out to Pin Seekers. And I believe is that in Tiffin?
I believe it is in
Tiffin,
yes.
Is that address, location?
I believe it's a Tiffin.
Which, by the way, if you want to join a little after-party event, 3 to 5 at Back Pocket is our event next Friday. 7 p.m., Back Pocket's doing a little shindig at the Pin Seekers, and the walk-ons might be in attendance. Just saying. The team got to go to Pin Seekers, and I thought back, and I was like, you know what? That's probably the best camp activity that I can remember. Do you remember any, like, we went to movies?
We went to movies.
Drake told me he walked out of Anchorman 2 twice during camp. Was that true?
I believe it. Okay. Yeah. That movie kind of sucked.
Do you remember any?
I think I'm mixing up some bowl prep activities with some camp activities. I think camp pretty much stuck just going out to movies.
I don't remember us doing it.
You remember this one? Well, what movie are you guys going to go see? Let's Be Cops. Oh, Speed Cops, huh? Sounds like a classic.
Speed Cops. I do remember that. He didn't hear it, and he just rolled with it.
Speed Cops, huh? Oh, sounds like a classic.
Now, Let's Be Cops, Coach. Holy shit, all right. We got freshmen that don't know their ass from their elbow, okay? Some guy got fucking pregnant over break. There was once a guy who gained 17 pounds in a week.
Is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that good?
No.
Not when you weigh in on a weekly basis.
Unless you're 17 pounds underweight. The answer is no.
Yeah. So they're finishing up camp. They're going to start Illinois State prep. Kinnick is going to be rocking. Games are sold out. Kids Day was not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before that. And there's a little controversy. There's a little bit of a quarterback battle going on.
That's what it sounds like.
From what I hear. I'm not really as read in as people may think I am. But, you know, I listen to the other podcasts as well. I see the reporters reporting. Sounds like Cade is getting pushed a little bit by this Brendan Sullivan guy from Northwestern, from the Wildcat.
He's an Iowa Hawkeye now. That's all that matters.
Two Hawkeyes. Quarterback situation. I think if there was just, like, if you could just wave the magic wand, I think every single Hawkeye fan after these last 3 years would just be like, can we just get some slightly above average, consistent quarterback play? That's all we want. Can we not have a guy injured? Can we, you know, and, you know, maybe, and here's my optimism. Hopefully the two options that we have when they finally do put out a product on the field, hopefully this year compared to the last 3 years, maybe they're not great, or, you know, it's not Caleb Williams out there, but maybe it's just a higher floor. Maybe we can raise that floor of, you know, the really bad performances. And I don't know how much confidence I have in that. We have an entirely new offensive coordinator and offensive system. And from what I hear, it's pretty entirely new. And I think Lester has the reins on this thing. So they're having to deal with learning that. Cade didn't even practice until camp. Like, when they went into camp, Lester was talking about how this is the first time I've had Cade as my quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
the kid,
you know,
hasn't played a season since 2021.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's just like there's a lot of questions to be answered. And I hope that we can just complete some passes we got some dudes. You know, I don't think we have the best receiving core in the nation, but I think we got some guys that can make plays. I love our running backs. I love our tight ends. Our O-line has like 150 plus career starts combined at this point. They're finally not young, Kevin.
Yeah, that excuse is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's time to put up now.
And from what KF said and what people said at the scrimmage, it looks good.
I've heard great things about the run game.
And that's against a defensive line that's pretty good.
A front seven that's pretty damn good.
Front seven that could be a defense that's going to be a top five defense in the country. Shout out to the defense, by the way. It just is. It's every time you think about them, it's just full tent mode.
It's fun to watch them.
It's amazing.
It's just fun to watch good discipline. Fundamental football, baby.
Do you have an update? If you're doing defense, you have an update on Coach Parker? He just had surgery.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you see that, Kev?
I saw it, yeah.
What happened? Did he get like hit in practice or something?
Just need a little shoulder touch up, you know.
He like rearranged the whole thing.
He said something like, yeah, like torn rotator cuff, no big deal. No big deal.
He said it was like rotator cuff and bicep. Like he just ripped the whole thing apart.
Well, when you're 60, I don't know how old he is, but
60.
When you're 60, it's probably a little easier to tear off than when you're younger. He is a tough son of a bitch, though, and he is the kind of guy that's just like, yeah, it's not a big deal. And it's not like he has to go out there and hit somebody, although he would.
I think
Parker's still got one play left in him.
He's got one left.
He's got zero of his own knees. He's got half a shoulder, but he's got one play left.
I got one left in me. Oh, man. It's exciting to be back with football season. It truly is a situation where it's been, offensively specifically, it's been pretty meek the last few seasons. But every time we come back around to August,
it's like, hey, it's going to get better this year.
This could be the year, you know? It's like, I don't know what it would take for me to not have any hope. Like for me to enter the season and be like, no, I actually have no confidence. Like I'm all aboard the Hawkeye train right now. And we've got Searles lined up for Sunday. We're going to do a little, you know, he mentioned earlier this year when we had him on that we should do a preseason kind of a Nebraska, Iowa schedule run through prediction-esque show, kind of talk about what the two teams got and what their outlook is. So we're going to have him on. I know everybody loves Searles. Again, you know, Kev, like we sat there before that 2015 season and we were like, I don't know. A C-12, it's one of the funnier things that Kevin and I have probably ever done. We did not do this in front of any other season.
Nope.
But Kevin and I happened to, in the 2015 season out of camp in that first week, look at each other and go through the schedule and we were like,
okay. I think we're gonna go undefeated.
Like we are gonna do it. And then we did it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're gonna go undefeated. Ohio State obviously projected to be an absolute monster in college football this year. But we've beaten those teams before. Several examples.
Every year, there's no team on the schedule we can't beat.
Absolutely. And there's
probably no team on the schedule we can't lose to.
I would absolutely.
And I actually have no idea what Illinois State is bringing to the table this year.
I think they're ranked like 23rd in FCS or something.
Okay. I mean, they've had some years where they've had some really good teams.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know anything really about them right now.
And that's the way it is. One fun quote from Tim Lester, actually. He did a podcast with Chad Lystico, and he said something like, they were talking about explosive plays. And we're talking about they were relating it to keeping the game close, or Iowa always plays in close games. This, what everybody knows, that the way Iowa plays football, games are usually close. And Lester dropped a little nugget of, hey, if you get enough explosive plays, maybe you don't have to be close. KF probably shit his pants on that one. Because
yeah,
I think KF, there's a little full tent action when he's in a tight game. I think he loves taking it to the fourth, man. There's a small part of him. I know he likes to win, and any coach would tell you we'd love to put him away, but I think he loves walking off the field with a 3-point victory. I think there's just a small part of him that
he wants to give the fans their full dollar amount.
He wants edge of their seat.
They want the full 60 minutes of entertainment, yeah. And he's going to give it to them, goddammit.
And he will. And he will.
All right. Who wants to pay $100 when you're only going to have to worry about half the game,
right?
When the game's over by the late second quarter. Okay. That's no fun.
What do you think about that, Grant?
I think, I've never met Coach Ferentz, but I think Coach would rather win a game 3-2 than 40-0.
Agreed. I do. I think that's something.
That is just how he rolls.
I think it's something that makes Coach feel alive, you know,
as long as we took the safety intentionally.
Yes.
And honestly, too, I think I can kind of relate to that, because when people get so mad on Twitter all season, they're like, how did Iowa win this game with negative 12 yards? And they somehow won this game 10-6. And I'm like, yeah, it is hilarious to me. Like, I love how upset it makes people sometimes. It's very
last year, what was there? I forget what the stat was, but it was like, how well did your team actually do or whatever? It's like, it basically looks like yard differential versus wins. And like, Iowa is just like such an outlier on their every game last year.
There are some stats, some advanced statistics where people will put out these graphs and you see the little, you know, the little Hawkeye emblem just out in the middle of space. And it looks like that Caitlin Clark stat from last year, college basketball, men's and women's. Have you seen that one?
Oh, that green dot all the way.
They combine points and assists total. And she's like in fucking another galaxy. And the next closest person that is also like a huge outlier compared to the rest of the field is just miles away. I mean, it's crazy. And Iowa football has some of those similar stats. I mean, there was some like Torrey Taylor punt yards versus offensive yards, like 2-1 ratio stats out there. Like it was.
That Wisconsin game was like the most peak of last year. It was like, how did they went on we had that one. Who was it? Was that LeSean Williams? I was like, yeah, checks out. We're up.
That was the offensive production that day.
Yeah. How bad does it feel if you're an opposing team against Iowa and we break one long touchdown run and you're just like, oh no. Like if you're,
we're done.
As an opponent, you're like, we can't come back. We cannot come back from this.
I will never financially recover
from this. That's another team. When Iowa scores an offensive touchdown, they're like, oh no, we will never recover from this. And it's true, dude. It's so true. And the best part is that the guys on the Iowa defense, you know, whether they've had to or they want to, it's happened either way. They buy into that mentality. So like, you know, offense gets a couple points, defense gets a little momentum. They start putting the clamps on. You start seeing them boys hopping around with a little juice out there. They're like, yeah, 10-3, baby. What do you got? Come on, bring it. Oh man, it's unbelievable. I think the thing I'll miss most from last season to this season is Cooper.
Naturally.
Generational player.
Also, there's something about
everything that Niall Kinnick wished he would have been.
Take it easy now. There's something about a full stadium giving a standing ovation for when the punter just for the third time that game just plucks it right inside the five.
Yeah.
And the stadium's going wild. I will miss that.
I will say, I think if you're talking about what will we see something similar to? Because I don't think we're going to have Torrey or Cooper on this team. Could be wrong. Maybe someone's out there.
Looking at you, Nestor.
I guess this guy is a dog. I don't know. It's what I've heard. I heard something about a dog, and I think his name was mentioned. I do think that this Reese Dakin kid, the punter, I think he will not be the drop-off that other teams are hoping he will be.
No, I've seen the videos, and like apparently like he was like neighbors with Torrey Taylor or something like that, like same town or something. I don't know, very
Australia?
Similar. Yeah.
Holy shit, mate!
like, what do these kids do? They just go like kick rocks for fun, like growing up or something? Or like what the, where do they find these guys?
I think it's the rugby, man. I think like they love rugby so much over there that and kicking. I think in rugby, if you're the one who scores, you're the one who has to kick it, right?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
They do like a weird extra point from like the corner.
Yeah,
you like punt it in, and I don't know. I'm not a rugby expert.
Yes, yeah, someone will correct us, but some aspect of rugby requires all the kids to learn how to drop kick it, and so they know they're just kicking a football shaped ball way before most kids ever even think about doing it over here. And in American football, if you're the kicker, you're the nerd on the team until like college, and you're still the nerd on the team. Let's be honest. If you're the specialist, you're the outcast. You're the nerd.
Tori not a specialist?
When it comes to the other football players, I mean, Tori's about as close as you can get. Dude is huge. 6'5".
Yeah. I was gonna say.
Unbelievable personality.
Yeah. So they're both from Melbourne, but Melbourne's a big city.
I mean, that's a huge. Yeah, from what I understand, it's pretty much just Pro Kick Australia is this like company who is basically just dedicated themselves to finding kids who want to potentially
go overseas. You think they fight kangaroos growing up, and like they have to kick kangaroos, and that's why they just got so.
That's how they harden.
You want to kick a kangaroo, they'll kick you right back. That's about to be in.
So you better kick hard.
I saw a Twitter clip the other day of some guy turning the corner in Australia, and the kangaroo just started beating the shit out of him.
Okay, those are kangaroos mean.
They are mean.
I still love the video of the guy punching a kangaroo in the face.
Just think about Australia, man. You got a bunch of kangaroos that'll fight you, and you got a bunch of emus that beat the country in a war. Fun fact, look it up.
Can't lose a war to the emus.
The animals run that country. Don't be mistaken. The humans are just allowed to live there.
I was aware of that when Steve Irwin was still around. I knew that long ago.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. So the season's coming up. We're excited. We've got a couple of things left to talk about on this show. Fun fact, up until June of 2024, almost 6 years into doing this show, the walk-ons had never been invited as a group to somebody's wedding. And now in August of 2024, we've been invited to two people's weddings as a group. Somebody reached out to me and actually sent me the invite. And then I got a DM on Instagram this past weekend of another person. This first one, I won't read the other one, but this first one is, I mean, it's incredible. Stuff like this is insane. Stuff like this is not anything we ever expected when we started this show. I can guarantee you that. Washed up walk-ons. We want to invite you to join us at our wedding this September. We have been listening to your podcast for years and look forward to listening every week. There's some personal information. I'm not going to dox people. It does mention that you are the king of weddings, Kevin, in here. Fellow Iowans, they will be moving back to Iowa next year. They're excited to get their hands on some walk-on beer. It also says, tell Drake we miss him and hope he comes back sometime soon. Not going to tell him that. But we got invited to their freaking wedding.
That's pretty cool. Speaking of weddings, I think I was like this close to tearing my Achilles at my own wedding.
Really?
Oh, because the next day I could hardly walk.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We're all good now, but I think like that thing was.
Were you popping and locking on the dance floor that much?
Chopping, locking, dropping, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Dropping like it's hot.
Kevin is the king of weddings.
Got the moves like Dagger.
Yeah. So we've been invited to two weddings, and that's insane. I'm not going to bring up the other one, but that is crazy. There is one big thing that we need to figure out, Kev. And this was kind of re-brought to my attention a couple days ago. We did a very cool walk-on meetup 2 years ago. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
The Big Ten Championship? Yeah, we should do that again. Yeah.
The Iowa versus Wisconsin toolbox game.
Ooh.
And that game returns to Iowa City this year.
It does. It does. It does.
I believe I looked up the date. If I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw it was November 2nd.
That is the season. game, yeah.
And last time there was talks, there was ideas of, hey, we should figure out a way for the walk-ons to commentate this game. We should live stream this thing on Facebook and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we should commentate this thing. I don't know if there's any managers or video staff listening to the show, but if there is any way we can make that happen, please reach out to me. I will reach out to Bob at some point if I don't hear from anybody. I don't think it would be that hard.
I don't think anybody has the broadcast rights on that, so I can't imagine we'd be breaking any contracts.
Nobody has broadcast rights on the Toolbox game.
We should get broadcast rights.
I think I
would like to purchase them right now.
We would love the broadcast rights.
How much should we pay for it?
Well, I mean, if the Peacock deal was what, like $10 billion for the Big Ten, this has got to be what, just under it, right? A high ticket event. I mean,
it is an exclusive event, right?
Here's what I know. We have, and to be honest, the video department probably, without us at all, probably has everything we need to do this. But we have some equipment too. All we would need is like a couple of the film guys to go up in the towers, maybe one end zone shot and one sideline shot.
Just set up the camera wide angle from the end zone. Just leave it running.
If we need it, we could just throw one in the end zone and just turn it on. And then hook that up with a cord that will, you know, attach to my laptop, and I'll feed it right to our YouTube channel and just broadcast it there. Like, it's not that hard. We have microphones if we need to. I'm sure they have a couple headsets at the Iowa football facility. I would love to do some play-by-play with Kevin as my color commentator for the Toolbox game.
You're going to get Kevin to do the
blackface?
Oh.
Color commentator. You're an asshole. If you can do some Robert Downey Jr. blackface, go for it.
He's the commentator who's playing the commentator.
And Grant, you can be on there too. This could be a 3-man broadcast. You could be our sideline reporter.
Oh, geez. If we could figure out a way,
you could go do in-game interviews with our team.
That's an immense amount of pressure.
That would be so sick if we could set that up. All I know is Kevin and I would love to do this. We could swing it into half of a – we could do a little walk-on meetup beforehand, maybe sell a few limited edition Kirk's Dog t-shirts, and then put the merch away, sit down at the table, and we could commentate this thing. It would be funny as hell. It would bring – here's what I think, and obviously it's a selfish venture for us, but I'm pretty sure that when we went 2 years ago, they said it was the most attended Toolbox game that they have ever seen.
I gotta imagine.
I mean, and I don't want to pump us up, but I think that was in part because we shed a little light on it from our platform. Imagine if we could get this thing on the broadcast. People see the tweets. They always wonder. They get like one tweet.
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people would tune in for sure.
I think we could get like a couple thousand people watching this live stream. Like the Toolbox game.
See if Backpocking can like have it streaming on their TVs in there.
Oh, yeah.
Backpocking.
Let's get this thing. They could just put the feed up, the walk on YouTube channel feed up on the scoreboard while it happens.
Where do they do it? Is it just at the indoor facility?
Indoor facility. Yeah. Okay. So someone please reach out to me and let's make this thing happen.
I want to see Kevin do the Collinsworth slide right before the game starts.
I'll tell you what, Collins.
Here's a guy.
Here's a guy.
You're talking about a guy who
knows how to play some football.
Yeah.
So that's what we got. I also wanted to add some Apple reviews to this, but we actually haven't gotten one since we've last done them. So here's another incentive. If you have not given us a written Apple review, and I believe that is accompanied by a star rating, we'd prefer 5 stars. But if you don't think we deserve it, give us what we deserve. I want everybody who hasn't done a written Apple review to go do one. In the next show or two, whenever I get around to it, of the new reviews, I'll pick the best two, and those people will win a small merch prize from me. It's free to review us, and you could potentially win some walk-on merchandise. So please go give us a review. It helps the show. That actually does help the show. Finally, do I have the music?
Kevin Ward, good to see him back out there.
Wrong button. DJ Kevin.
Yeah. Oh God.
Week zero for the podcasters too. We're still warming up to the music.
That is yeah. I am totally not ready for this. Okay.
Oh, no, you don't have to be ready.
Georgia Tech plus 10.5. I'll do.
There is quite literally
on that game too at 55, and those are the only two lines I know.
There's four games. You have a barn burner matchup between Florida State and Georgia Tech, as you mentioned. The line on DraftKings, I see that currently at Florida State minus 10, over under set at 55.5. You have Montana State at New Mexico. That's an 11-point spread, over under at 54. Very similar lines on both those games. SMU at Nevada, that's a 24.5-point line.
Ooh.
Over under 56, and potentially one of the better games all season.
Game of the year, some are saying.
Some are saying this could implications on the playoff and everything. Delaware State takes on Hawaii at 11 p.m.
in Hawaii, I assume.
Yes.
Yes.
Give me the Rainbow Warriors.
This is
that is a massive
Delaware State has to go around like the world.
Eight time zones away, bro.
Oh, did you guys not see their travel? They missed their flight. They had a 10.5-hour flight and they missed it.
No.
And then now they're flying half the
How
team.
Do you miss your flight?
They're flying half the team on two different flights, like commercial.
Oh my god!
Load up the truck on the
Rainbow Warriors. How do they lose this game? There's no way they lose.
Well, they're not going to lose this game, but so they cover 39.5.
Yes,
I did download the Team One Sports app. It is the official broadcaster of Delaware State versus Hawaii.
Wow.
It is. I'm sure they're going to ask me to pay money at some point for this, but
absolutely,
I am fully ready to watch Delaware State versus Hawaii.
I just got to know how do you, as an organized football team, especially if you have a chartered
miss
flight,
your
how do you
flight?
Miss it? How does the plane leave without you?
Dude, can you imagine how pissed you'd be if we got to the airport and they're like, "Yeah, the charter left, dude. All those Baby Bell cheeses and little lunchboxes you got, they're gone."
So the only direct quote I've seen from them is that there was a bus quote snafu at JFK Airport, and then that was the official report that they, and they missed their flight to Honolulu. Oh,
this is incredible. Unbelievable. Dude, 39.5, take it to the bank. I'm on the Rainbow Warriors, dude. Minus 39.5. That's my pick of the weekend. Minus 39.5, Hawaii. I'm only choosing one. I think it's best with four games to take your best pick here. I'm going Hawaii minus 39.5. You guys can jump on it if you want. Otherwise, take the Florida State Georgia Tech game. That's probably the biggest game of the weekend.
I'll take the under on that game is my big my
under on the Seminoles.
One, I'll take the under on that game.
On the Seminoles Yellow Jackets?
Yeah.
Under 55.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Grant, you got one good pick out of this four-game slate?
I absolutely love Montana State against New Mexico. I've been patiently waiting for this game all season. I love the Bobcats. I almost wanted to drive to this game. I looked it up. It's 6 hours away from me right now.
You should do it.
I might. I got a tee time. We'll see what happens. But okay. But no, I like Montana State minus 11. Montana State's a great FCS team. Had an awesome little, overtime finish last year to finish out the year. It was great. But yeah, that would be my one pick.
Okay.
If we're doing just one this year, it's going to be – or
one this pick, week. Everybody knows the rules.
Okay. Just one? By the way, which when we get to week one, can I do more than just one pick? Because I enjoyed towards the end of the season, I just got to unload the clip.
Yeah. We never said that you couldn't do more than one pick. We
had first few weeks of the season. Grant, let's do three.
It was like before, 1950, like the president was only supposed to do two terms, but there's never a rule against doing more. And then they made it a rule. But yeah,
we were
supposed to pick three picks, but you could always do more.
I think I was going to say it earlier in the podcast and then we got off topic. You are official. Like, this is Grant's first season as – you are an equal and whole – you're an equal part to Kevin and I here.
Oh, did you buy Drake shares?
I sold it.
I was not awarded shares. What's the scene in Social Network where he thinks he's getting all the shares and he gets nothing?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I need to watch that. But you are equal third host of this show, so you get equal picks here. So when we get into the full slate, you can have as many picks as you want. But did you get those three down? Because I want those graphics to come back. Grant was putting out some fire graphics.
We have, just to review, we have under 55.5 for the Aer Lingus College Football Classic against Florida State and Georgia Tech for Kevin.
In Ireland.
In Ireland, sorry. I don't know if that was clear or not by the Aer Lingus Football Classic.
Aer Lingus sounds sexual, but keep going.
It's, it depends on how much you like football. But then I have Hawaii minus 39.5 for UCLouver. And then I have Montana State minus 11 on FS1.
He said that depends on how much you like football. Dude, I know Drake was great in his own way, but we're not just patting you on the back for nothing here. This is you're a great addition to the show, Grant. You really are.
Oh, thank you.
We love having you around here.
Should we never even revisited our old the old graphic when we did bowl season. We never even did a wrap up of our the final standings.
I can't imagine what we
had. You got that pulled up somewhere?
I can find it real quick. It would take very little time. Up.
Sure. We'll cut the dead space.
Okay.
Who was winning?
This has got to be, I think,
you and I were very close.
The stat I have here says that you guys let an intern who's never played it down a football win and have the best record. That's got to be a misprint. There's no way.
Really?
That can't be true.
I'd believe it.
And then here, let me just share screen here if we want to get the official graphic up. It's a little, I guess, behind the scenes. I don't know. It's week zero. Bear with me. We got to zoom in. Oh, geez.
This is great. I love how Drake
had a pretty good finish to the year. So did Grant in bowl games.
You guys went so hard. You guys had like a million picks, and I just went with my three, and I got smoked.
So, Kluver, you and I were tied, and then I pulled ahead for bowl game. And then Grant, can you pull up that win percentage? I can't do it in my head.
Oh, I thought you just couldn't see it. Hold on. This is just shortly after me and Kluver said we can't do math. So
what do we have zoomed in on there for Drake? What was he?
So he was 6-4-1, but it was an asterisk for the one of the losses. He gave himself a personal win because Dana White said that it should have been a different result. So he awarded himself another win. And then the other one though is the UFC parlay, which he gave himself a 1-0 victory on that as well.
I love the stipulations that we had to put on there. Drake giving himself his own record.
I don't think he's hit a UFC parlay since.
No, he hasn't. And I love how we kept him on there after he quit the show because we were kind of like, he'll come back. And it just every week it was like, no picks. Now he's just not here anymore.
I like it though. Play, if you don't like any picks, play it safe. Don't lose your money.
Yeah. I'm sure he'd still give us UFC picks if we wanted them, but to be honest, I don't.
The UFC, I don't know. It should be. Do we want the UFC segment of the week? I don't know.
No, we don't at all. One last thing I just got reminded of because I came across my Twitter. Fantasy football will be back this year. It obviously football season starts very soon. So we'll set that up here in the next week. And, just be thankful that we're commissioners that we start right before football season because you could have drafted someone who got hurt, could have had JJ McCarthy or somebody like that. Anyway,
JJ McCarthy, you're an asshole.
Only Patreon subscribers and the higher tier you are, the earlier access you will have to those leagues. That is also one of the perks of the Patreon. You'll hear the outro and me pump the Patreon again if you're interested. Again, we're trying to build that donation to the kids. That's the ultimate goal there. And it also helps, the little bit of cheddar that we get off that helps us to sustain doing this show. So thank you guys so much. Week zero in the books. Great to have football back. We will, you guys will hear from me and Coach Lehman tomorrow. And then we will be into game week very shortly. So for Kevin and Grant, we'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.